stay in the neighborhood, see what's going on. Once again, Raquel and Sugar Fungus at the KW Studios Friday night, 8 p.m. Tickets are sliding scale. Pay what you can at the door. All ages. Dry event. Bring your own beverage. Don't bring your own alcoholic beverage. Please don't make it life difficult for them. Alright. I think that's all I got for Friday. So let's get into a little bit of what's going on Friday. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, we're excited. Yeah, let's hear some noise. Music, rather, from Pale North. This is going to be a song of theirs. It's called It's You and Me Against the World. Parenthesis, Life of a Narcissist. You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby, British Columbia. We'll be right back.
of things going on there. Hold on. There we go. Hey, welcome back to the show. The Yacht Show with me, Jigradowski, at Burnaby, BC. Hey. Hey ho, let's go. Let's tell you about what happened, just all that musical jammage happening at you. Last four songs. Finishing us off there was Raquel. I really hope I'm saying that right. Or Rahel. Either way, R-A-H-A-E-L. If you're listening, and I'm doing it right, great. That was their track Stay Gold. You can see them doing the thing at Under the Atrium at KW Studios Friday night at 8 p.m. alongside Sugar Fungus, which again is a great name. So that was great. Nice little pop jammy there. Before that was The Bins with a Z. You can see them Friday night at the Lanaloo's Punk Rock Eatery with Contra Code, Nerd Possessors, Mushy Face, and Spring Break. And just wanted to check here. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know if they're still playing, but either way, that was a cool little ditty. Bins haven't played a show since 2016, The Repossessors since 2015, so they're dusting it off just for you, for not your buddy, one more weekend. So two nights there, I'll tell you about the second one a little bit there. You heard Man Meat before that with their track Ugly off their 2016 album Hail Nothing, Eat Shit. They're from Saskatoon with Half Dead from Edmonton and Anthems and Taxo, so a pretty raucous post-punk, post-rock night there for all you post-punk havers, enjoyers. The average post-punk enjoyer, what do they look like? I'm guessing Carhartt jeans, a janitor's key ring on their left side with a small beanie. That's their summer fit right here, I'm calling it. If this describes you, I'm sorry for putting you on blast. Okay, anyways. Who else was in that? Meh. Pale North. They were playing over at 648 Kingsway Friday night with a whole bunch of people. Let me tell you whomst, because I lost my info. Because that's how it be. That's a fun song. It's a fun song. Oh, yeah, they're playing with Transistor Riot, B-Bomb from the UK, and the Arbuckles, along with, of course, Pale North. That's Friday night, the 15th. That's tomorrow, or today, if you're listening tomorrow, which is a phrase, strange sentence to say. 8 p.m., 15 bucks per can, 648 Kingsway. Who else? That was that whole set there. No theme this time. No theme. Okay. We gotta work fast, because we got 12 minutes left here. And we have a few more shows to talk about for you to enjoy. So let's clean up. Let's get back to it. Still Friday night real quick here. Horsebreaker and the Reverberators are over at the Painted Ship. That's in West Van at 10th. That's McKenzie and Broadway. $10. You got Horsebreakers, Calgary Instrumental Spaghetti Surf Band. And then the Reverberators for more Vancouver Instrumental Surf Rock. So if you like your environment hippie and trippy, along with some rockin' and rollin', the Painted Ship Friday night might be for you. It's $10 at the door for 9 p.m. Get yourself a nice spot, a nice beverage, and I assume some food as well. So yeah. Dang, this song's getting hot. Damn. It's too hot for radio. Oh my god. Friday night again, real quick. There's the third anniversary party for the Vancouver Black Therapy and Advocacy Foundation happening at the Red Gate. Check it out. $25 at the door for this one, 10 p.m. till late. You got Tati Aumiel, Sid Falls, Subdidi, Veneta, and Broodmare doing their respective things. So come on down, groove your, shake your butt for the Vancouver Black Therapy and Advocacy Foundation. Show them a good time, get them some dosh, help some folks out in their community. Cool. What else is happening? Real quick. Oh my god. Fumbling the ball over here. Okay. Clean up over here. Get rid of that. Oh, yeah. Saturday. We can talk about Saturday now. Can I talk about Saturday? I want to talk Saturday about it now. Over at Green Auto. We're starting off over there. You have Blue Jay, who have a new album out, by the way, and they want to show you it. It came out in August, but that wasn't actually that long ago, now that I think about it. Yeah, it's called Deep in the Fade. Their track. We'll play some music from them soon, but they're playing with Nate from Dead Soft, who we all have written down here as Dad Soft. This is a new band name for all you folks out there. Nate from Dead Soft, Dossum Ghoul, and DeZoom doing their respective things. Should be pretty rad. And yeah, I recommend you check it out. Green Auto, Blue Jay, Nate from Dead Soft, Dossum Ghoul, DeZoom doing the thing. Saturday night in downtown Vancouver at the Pearl, you got the Pink Mountaintops. You could have seen over at the Lido, by the way. With Moonlight Years and Stephen Hamm, the Theremin Man, all doing their respective thing. Pearl, relatively new venue. Haven't checked it out yet. Have you been? Please tell me about it. Hit me, drop me a line on my Instagram at moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A. Tell me about the Pearl or some other venues that I may or may not have gone to. Anyways, doors at 6:30, shows at 7:30. I'm assuming you're getting your butt out of there by about 10:30-ish, maybe 11. Should be pretty cool. That's Saturday night on the Granville Strip at the Pearl for Pink Mountaintops, Moonlight Years, and Stephen Hammond Theremin Man. Going back to New Westminster here, we got La Chinga, which I learned is your generic curse word in Spanish from my lovely Spanish coworkers. Cash Creek and Night Wolves doing their respective things over at the Bully's Studio. The Chinga, quote-unquote, the champagne of rock bands. Cash Creek, some, quote, good old Canadian rock and roll. And Night Wolves, some dark psych rock for you to enjoy. That's Saturday night over at Bully's, 7 p.m. in New Westminster. Real cool, real cool. Not your buddy. Say day two at Lanaloo's. They have Sound Boy, Sound City, Alien Boys, Real Problems, Toxics with a K and an X, Blacksmith and Brewer all doing their respective rocking and rolling. So yeah, check it out. It is their final festival thing happening here. So if you're a Not Your Buddy fan or a diehard or a newcomer to the scene, check them out on their last little hurrah. Should be pretty cool. It is 22 in advance, 25 at the door. Should be pretty cool. Bring ID. Next up, Saturday night at the Red Gate Art Society at Main and 3rd. You can see Mean Bikini doing their tour kickoff with Kids on Fire, Habit, and Floating Faces. Should be cool. I knew a couple of these guys for some time. They do rock and do roll. So it's going to be some pretty wild stuff here. So bring your friends. Bounce around respectively with them in the pit and try not to kick anybody in the face because we don't want to have to do first aid all the time, okay? Thanks. Mean Bikini tour kickoff with Kids on Fire, Habit, and Floating Faces Saturday night at the Redgate Art Society at Main and 3rd. $15 per can. Floating Faces are also coming in from Seattle, so show them a good time. Okay, we blasted through Saturday. I'm going to get through the last few ones here, and then we are just going to play ourselves out with some music. Back at the Cobalt, we have Hex Void from Japan with Rebel Priest, former guest of the show, Decadence, and KTC, all doing their respective things at the Cobalt on Main Street. Hex Void is Neo-Tokyo Extreme Rock Thrash New Metal Hardcore. And Lord knows that anybody who's been paying attention to any Japanese music is they go hard. Like, they're, like, even in the softest of places, they go hard. Like, Japanese hard rockers don't mess around. You're in for a trip. And I'm assuming much the same quality and caliber from Hex Void here. Rebel Priest, of course, former guest of the show, Decadence, coming up from East Van, and Kidnap the Candyman. New wave of new metal, which, I can't even begin to try to wrap my head around that one. Hex Void from Japan, Rebel Priest at the Cobalt. Sunday night, blah, 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 be there. Steve's Space Queen, Man Meat, Half Dead, Rad Dog doing the thing. In case you missed them at the Astoria, you can see these bands over at Land & Lose Sunday night. For more rocking and rolling. Dope. Next up, at the Reggae Art Society, the Evans Williams Project, Math Bat and Heart Set, Sunday night, 8 p.m., $15, pay what you can.
Yeah, that rhymes.
Right on. King Cruel, a fantastic UK artist. I saw last time I saw him was years ago at the Fortune Sound Club. Now he's playing the freaking Malkin Bowl with Saul's son, Malone One. That should be great. This should be a dope show. If you like new age crooner stuff, dope music. I really like King Cruel. Nice stuff. Lastly, Buyer's Remorse, Ceilings, Low Catter with Lil Sparky at the Red Gate, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Be there. All right, so who's going to finish us off over here? Who's it going to be? A lot of rocking to be enjoyed here. Let's see what Seattle's got to offer here. Sorry, not Floating Faces from Seattle. Kids on Fire are coming up from Seattle. So without further ado, let's get into their track here. This one's going to be called Cameron Fire with a Y. Gonna be it for the show. That was Cameron Fire by Kids on Fire. They're playing at Red Gate Saturday night. Be there. Finishing us off, not the entire song, it's gonna be Blue Jay. They're playing a Green Auto Saturday night as well with a bunch of cool bands. Don't miss it. 7:30 for that one. This is Too Tired to Talk. Catch you later.
I've been told I should wait. You gotta give it time, about a couple of days. You've gotta be patient. Don't give up desperation. But it's not like that at all. Will it turn you off if I'm just eager to call? I'm so tired of pretending. Do you get the message I'm sending?